Support for KPLU comes from the San Francisco Jazz Festival, June 12th through 23rd, with Ahmed Jamal, Bob James, David Sanborn, John Schofield, Taylor Eichsty, Kendrick Scott's Oracle Band, and direct from Cuba, Harold Lopez Nusa. Tickets at sfjazz.org.
Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's show, we'll be listening to highlights from a recent concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman. This concert was one of a pair of concerts given of this program. This one was recorded at the Kirkland Performance Center. It was billed as Jazz of the Harlem Renaissance III. The third musical program drawn from the rich cultural period of New York's Harlem in the 20s and 30s, when writers, visual artists, and musicians were all creating new and, in many cases, groundbreaking works. It was an especially rich period in the development of jazz, with Duke Ellington, Jimmy Lunsford, and Fletcher Henderson among the innovative musical leaders at the time. The SRJO concert features music by all three, but concentrates on Duke Ellington, and in particular, his groundbreaking Reminiscing in Tempo, a 12-minute-long through-composed piece of music that was unprecedented in jazz at the time. When first recorded by the Ellington Orchestra, it was spread over four sides of 78 RPM records. The score has never been published, but Michael Brockman has transcribed it from the original Ellington recordings, and this transcription is receiving its first performance in these concerts. It's also the first performance outside of the Ellington Orchestra itself. Adding to the authenticity of the presentation, co-directors Michael Brockman and Clarence A. Cox chose to play this concert as acoustic music, not using microphones and amplification, but depending on acoustical balance between the individual musicians and sections. Outside of the announcement by the leaders, the microphones visible on stage were for recording only, and we used traditional minimum miking techniques. We'll begin with a rarely heard Ellington composition from 1930, the middle of the Harlem Renaissance. Here is the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra playing Old Man Blues by Duke Ellington. Thank you.
Dan Marcus on trombone. Bill Ramsey on baritone saxophone. Jay Thomas on trumpet. Michael Brockman on soprano saxophone. Now we're moving to the Jimmy Lunsford Orchestra. I hope we have some Jimmy Lunsford fans in the audience. Do we? Good. Well, hopefully everybody will know about Jimmy Lunsford when we play this number. As I said last night, this is one of the more beautiful sax courses in the middle of this. This is called I'm Alone With You. I'm Alone With You. Thomas Marriott on trumpet. Andy Amdahl on trumpet. Travis Ranney on tenor saxophone in that introduction. Travis Ranney. Did you like that? And how about it for the saxophone section, entire saxophone section? Jimmy Lunsford, I hope you check him out and look him up. Next, we're going to move to an opus I became familiar with a few years ago as being a part of the Century Ellington competition in New York City. This was one of the tunes a few years ago. Stump It Jones, and we hope you like it. Bill Anthony, Travis Ranney, clarinet. At this time, we're going to 1930. We'll see if you recognize this melody, and I will not even tell you the title. We'll tell you after it's done. We'll see whether you're on top of things or not. This is 1930. And I hope you enjoy it. Mood Indigo. David Marriott on trombone, David Marriott. Michael Brockman on clarinet this time. Michael Van Bever on trumpet once again. Randy Halberstadt on piano. Brief interlude. We're gonna wrap up this portion of the festivities with one from 1935. This is one I'm sure you may be familiar with. It's Avalon. Thomas Marriott, David Marriott, Dan Marcus, and ladies and gentlemen, the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Thank you very much.
You're listening to a concert of music of the Harlem Renaissance performed by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence Acox and Michael Brockman. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Once again, back to the Kirkland Performance Center and this recorded concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. And here to introduce the second part of the program is co-director Michael Brockman.
We're going to continue on now with some more music from the Harlem Renaissance era. And here's one of those pieces that the Duke Ellington Orchestra played at the Cotton Club in the late 1920s. And this is entitled The Mooch. The Mooch.
Thank you.
That's Trumpet Stone on the clarinet. Andy Omdahl on trumpet. We are going to now move into the feature piece that we are presenting today, Reminiscing in Tempo from 1935. Before we play it for you, we thought we would tell you a little bit about it, illuminate a few things, and play some excerpts for you to show you some interesting stuff to listen for. This piece was never published. The score of the piece was never published. It was recorded and released on record, but in fact, the sheet music for it is not available, and so getting to hear it is a very rare privilege. We hope that it's a rare privilege for us to play the music, and we hope that you enjoy hearing it performed live. We'd like to take about 5 minutes here and highlight a few things. The work was composed out of many different elements that Ellington repeats and develops. Some of them we call themes, others are sort of compositional devices that he uses again and again throughout the piece. We'll start out with, we'd like to show you the first theme, and here's Thomas Marriott to play the theme of the piece. Tom Marriott. Now, Toby and Ramsey are going to play something that we call the accompanying arpeggios. The accompanying arpeggios, okay? And so a lot of times you'll hear the theme played together with that accompanying set of arpeggios. So here we're going to have everybody playing at 13. This is the melody with the arpeggios. Two, three, four. Great. And then, thank you, I'm glad you enjoy it. So now, a device that Ellington uses, and he uses this throughout his entire career, we call it chromatic parallelism. It's where everybody's moving together in strict parallel motion and moving chromatically. Here are the saxophones to show you that. Trumpets to show you another chromatic parallelism, but this is sort of bouncing around a little bit more, but I think you'll see the similarity. Just trumpets. Great. Now we'd like to have the saxophones play something that we call our vamp chords. And that's just some four chords that you'll hear repeated throughout the piece at various times. And they're very frequently repeated just right there two and three times in a row. So here are the saxophones playing what we call the vamp chords. Okay? Two, three, four. Okay? And now we're coming to the part of the score where everything gets pulled together and sort of stacked one thing on top of another. This is typical Ellington, where he will play the vamp chords, you'll hear the melody, you'll hear the accompanying arpeggios, and at the same time he sort of reaches in his pocket and pulls out some gravel and throws it into the music so that he can just create some dissonance. Very dissonant. It's hard for the listener to pick out one of those parts to listen to because there's so much going on. And then it's getting more and more exciting, dissonant, and loud as it goes on. So here's the full band playing for you all of those things together. ¶¶ this 1935 work was a seminal piece in Duke Ellington's career. In addition to what we've highlighted today, he uses all sorts of other devices and ideas that he continued using from this time throughout his entire careers. We're going to play the entire thing for you now. This is the first large-scale artwork that Ellington wrote to sort of declare himself as a serious composer. It is written in four individual segments. It was recorded originally on four individual sides of two 78 RPM albums. So in order to hear all four movements, you had to stop and flip the record over and then wind it up again. We, as sort of a joke, thought that maybe next time we'll bring out a Victrola and put it on the stage with us and I can turn the albums over between movements. But for the live performance, we'll just take a short break in between each of the segments, and you'll hear those. So here is Reminiscing in Temple. We'll start out with Thomas Marriott and Randy Halberstadt to begin it for us, and we hope you enjoy Reminiscing in Temple. Thank you.
Thank you.
course, our dueling bassist, Phil Clarkson. I think I can turn this on. Maybe not.
It's all acoustic.
Just so you're aware, this is one of the main things that we love to do with this band, and that is to dig out pieces of music that haven't been published, and that if we're going to play them, they have to be transcribed from the early recordings. As you saw, Bill Anthony did our very first number. That was such great work, and this one, as you probably figured out, was one of my big works. So this is a super good one. Appreciate the opportunity to play these rare gems for you, and we hope you'll be coming back for lots more of them. We'll close out our afternoon with some music from Fletcher Henderson, and this is one of our very favorites, Wrapping It Up. Wrapping It Up.
The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Jay Thomas.
Wrapping It Up by Fletcher Henderson, appropriately ending this program of highlights from a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, conducted by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman, and featuring music of the Harlem Renaissance, recorded last month at the Kirkland Performance Center. Thanks to all the musicians and the staff at the Kirkland Performance Center, the next pair of concerts by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra will be the Great American Songbook 5, music of Gershwin, Porter, Kern, Arlen, and Berlin, with singers Stephanie Porter and Primo Kim. The concerts will be June 15th at Benaroya Hall in Seattle and June 16th at Kirkland Performance Center. For more information, see srjo.org. Here's a look at some jazz activities around the area today and looking ahead to next week. Reggie Goings and Jazz Offering, the regular monthly first Sunday offering at Tula's this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra plays there tonight at 8. The Blue Street Jazz Voices will sing at Seattle First Baptist Church tonight for the Jazz Vespers, first Sunday of the month event at 6 o'clock. Chick Corea and The Vigil play there last night at Jazz Alley tonight. Pearl Django and Greta Matassa are at Bakes Place in Bellevue, and the Washington Composers Orchestra plays at the Royal Room in Columbia City. The Cafe Racer session features Beth Fleener tonight at Cafe Racer. Monday night, the Royal Room Collective at the Royal Room, the New Orleans Quintet at the New Orleans, and the Music Works Big Band plays at Tula's. On Tuesday, the J. Thomas Big Band will be at Tula's, and Cyril Amy and Diego Figuero will play the first of two nights, Tuesday and Wednesday, at Jazz Alley. Great duo. Clipper Anderson has a CD release party at Tula's on Wednesday night. J. Thomas and the Cats host a jam at the Ship Canal Grill, and Clarence Acox and the Legacy Band play at the New Orleans. Thursday, Tineke Postma, great Dutch saxophonist, will be playing at the Seattle Art Museum for the monthly Art of Jazz concert. Phil Sparks plays Happy Hour at Latona at 5 o'clock on Friday. Thomas Marriott is joined by New York trombonist and composer-arranger Doug Beavers at Tula's on Friday night, and Sam Boschna Quintet plays at the Royal Room. Just a few highlights of all the live jazz activity going on around the Seattle area. If you'd like more information, see the KPLU calendar or the complete calendar at earshot.org and the daily updates at seattlejazzscene.com. Time for just one more short one to conclude today's program. Here's a sample from the new Clipper Anderson album. He has a CD release party coming up at Tula's on Wednesday night. From the album Ballad of the Sad Young Men, here's Clipper Anderson on bass and doing the vocal with Darren Clendenin on piano and Mark Ivester on drums, and the song Everything I Love.
You are to me everything, my life to be everything. When in my dreams you appear, fair skies of deep blue appear. Each time our lips touch again, I yearn for you oh so much again. You are my favorite star, my haven in heaven above. You are everything I love. But it I love my life to be everything. When in my dreams you appear, fair skies of deep blue appear. Each time our lips touch again, I yearn for you oh so much again. You are my favorite star, my heaven in heaven above. Are everything that I've been dreaming of. Yes, you are everything I love. Love.
Great song sung here and played also by Clipper Anderson and his group. Clipper Anderson on bass and doing the vocal on Everything I Love. Darren Clendenin piano and Mark Ivester on drums. The CD release party Wednesday at Tula's. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University.